Hi, thank you.
Hi, Peggy. How are you today?
I'm good, Karen. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I've been anxiously awaiting to hear from you. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, I honestly, I believe you're one of the best actresses on the show. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Caroline seems forgetful and moody lately. What's going on with Caroline?
Well, she's been diagnosed with the beginnings of Alzheimer's disease,
mm-hmm.
which is a deadly disease. I mean, it's a very serious disease. And I think that when they tell you this, you know, they make a joke, an actor gets a headache on a soap, says, "How bad is this headache?" You know?
Yes.
And they reassured me that I would last a long time, so that's kind of nice to hear. But besides that, it's a strong storyline,
mm-hmm.
and that makes me very happy, you know, that they focused on me. And I love to act, so this gives me an opportunity to do that in spades. And the way they've written it, they've given the character a sense of humor and a certain kind of spunk about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that helps people in real life that are dealing with this disease, which is really difficult, you know.
Yes, my grandmother had Alzheimer's.
And she did?
Yes, and she had it for 10 years. Before
10 years?
Yes, it was probably about 78 to 87, I believe it was. Yeah, for 9 or 10 years. Well, you know, President Reagan had it for a long time also. You know?
That's correct.
So
it's a long-term process.
Yeah, she went from being forgetful to being combative. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think people don't know that. They get very angry.
Well, that has to do with old age as well.
Yeah, that's true, but she was kind of a very calm person. She also had epilepsy.
Oh.
Yeah, with her epilepsy, though, I think that kind of calmed her down a bit with the medication. But
yes.
She was put in a nursing home because she had surgery for a broken foot. She was going through physical therapy, and she hit the therapist.
Oh.
Yeah, which is, I mean, she's never hit anybody in her life, so that was clearly the mental state she was in. And then she died of pneumonia, which is also a common, which is the leading cause of death for Alzheimer's patients.
Alzheimer's patients.
Yeah, they can't cough it up for some reason.
Yeah,
so I was kind
of heartbroken disease, huh?
Well, yeah, it's awful. She went from forgetting things to forgetting people to not talking, which is, I believe, that's...
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's what also happened with President Reagan. He wasn't talking at the end either.
Oh.
So that's what's hard to brought my dad. And
it's hard for the family.
Yes. So, yeah, I was kind of concerned that, you know, I mean, I'm glad to hear you're going to be on for a long time, because it isn't a disease you turn around and die from immediately. You usually die of some other type of cause. So I'm glad to hear... They're not rushing the storyline.
No, they told me that. They said they reassured me that I would be around. Which you kind of want to hear as an actor.
Oh, yes. And and I thought you were amazing with that storyline where Caroline appears to have suffered a stroke. I mean, yes. That was very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I live for that sort of stuff. That's the truth. I like what I do, and the more challenging the role, the better I like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
And I'm happy with the storyline. Very happy with it.
Oh, yes. I have it written down. You're a 5-time Emmy nominee. You're an Emmy winner. And I'm predicting right now you're getting your 6th Emmy nomination.
Well, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
What was it like winning your Emmy?
It was, I'll tell you the truth, it was horrible.
Really?
Because the guest star Emmy
mm-hmm.
is not seen on the, when I won my Emmy, it was not seen on the show. I couldn't go to the dinner. We were put in the technical awards.
Oh.
And I didn't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And they explained they did that because this was the only way they could get press for the technical awards.
Mm-hmm.
I hid my Emmy in a closet for 3 months. I couldn't look at it.
Aww.
Then I decided to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I got my Emmy. I thanked all the real people who were responsible for my winning, the producer and everybody I worked with here in class. It was, you know, Barney Rosenzweig, a beautiful script and part. And then I took a second ad in which I showed myself sitting at home in an evening gown with an Emmy. And it said, watching the 43rd annual Emmy is an experience I will never forget.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I went to work. I ran for governor and won. I fought there for 4 years. And finally, the guest star is now on the show. The work is shown, the award is spoken about, they're on stage as presenters. They refuse to give them their Emmy on the show because they just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I won.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody spoke to me, they despised me. I stuck to my ground, I just stuck there and finally got it. I got it for the guest actors. They now get credit. Mm. I did not, but they do. And I'm proud of that.
You should be. You should be.
Terrible fight. It was one of the worst fights of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was.
You won, and you're correct, though, because that Emmy is actually much coveted. You have celebrities all the time. There are A-list celebrities trying to get that Emmy. They'll go on a TV show and trying to win it on purpose. You know what I mean? It really is a big deal.
They never mention it. And you can't have dinner with your fellow actors or anything. You're at a stay home.
Wow.
And it all came about because a choreographer said people want to watch dance more than they watch guest stars get an Emmy. Actually, the people watch the actors on that. That's why they have the show.
Right.
It's actors.
Exactly.
It's not anything else. It's the actors. But they don't want to do that. They now have to do that. Yeah, that's a battle I won. I could have lost it, but I won it.
And you also got awarded the Key of the City from Mount Airy, North Carolina.
That's amazing. That's all I can say. I'm just amazed by that. And I'm very appreciative, and I loved it. It was a great trip, and the people there are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one episode. I did one episode. It happens to be their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up there with, you know, hundreds of shows. And they all know who I was, and they even knew the lines to my scene with Andy.
Wow.
And they love Days of Our Lives, and they love Carol and Brady. So I had a great trip. I ended up thinking, gee, wow, this is something else. It was great, you know?
That's wonderful. So I'm glad you...
Yeah, it was really nice, yeah.
Wow. I was always curious, how did you feel about that storyline when Caroline was revealed to have switched the paternity results for Chloe and Philip's baby?
Yes, that was a good storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad that Caroline Grady is not a perfect person. God knows she had an affair and never mm-hmm. told her husband. You know, she's not perfect. And so she just so... The character believed that to have a Kyriakos, the son of a Kyriakos as a father was no good, so she switched it.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she wasn't good at her crime, because now we find out that she didn't do a good job. She didn't pull off the crime well. She's not used to that. So, and that will come up in the upcoming episodes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work, in other words.
I have to say, one of my favorite Days storylines ever was the revelation that Caroline had her affair with Victor and that Beau was his son. That's one of the most memorable storylines I was just shocked watching it. Because Kimberly was investigating, and she thought she was Victor's child.
Right.
So, yeah, and to figure out it was Beau.
It was a great storyline. It was a great storyline. Very suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
And an important storyline, you know.
Oh, it changed the course of the show, really, for 2 decades, if you look at it. you know, Beau's exactly. still, yeah, Beau's still yeah. a Kyriakos.
Exciting.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Beau, how do you feel about Peter Reckl leaving the show?
Well, I talked to him, and he's following what he believes. Mm-hmm. He wants to spend time with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And who can argue with that? And he may come back. I hope he does. I love to work with him. I love Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And his, I'm so happy for him. He loves his daughter and wife. And, you know, it's a big thing in his life. And I just hope he's happy and you know, he's following his dream, and I hope he's happy. That's all.
Okay. And is Caroline really jealous about Maggie and Victor?
Yes, she is.
Ooh, wow.
She's not going to get over that in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, not my own life. I would really love someone very much. Didn't work out. And every time I think about it, it's peak in my life. It was just the love of my life. So
right.
It's a big event, you know. I don't think it just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's ironic that the reason she never married him was that he wouldn't reform. And now Maggie's got him to reform, which I don't think thrills Carolyn at all. I can't imagine that. She's wondering why in God's name couldn't she get him to do that.
Right.
But she didn't, according to the writers. Ask the writers.
Well,
but my character will remain that way as far as I can tell.
Carrie, we do need to wrap it up, please.
Okay, I just have one more question. I was on your website, and I see you're a big animal lover and that you support the Elephant Sanctuary. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, I would. It's the best possible life for elephants who are not free in the wild. And they're not safe in the wild. They shot 25,000 elephants for ivory this year.
Wow.
Even though they were living the lives that's supposed to live in the wild, they were killed.
Mm-hmm.
So 3,000 acres of land in Holdwall, Tennessee, a wonderful group, decided to make it a sanctuary for circus, captive, mistreated, magnificent elephants, which they are. They're remarkable mammals. They mourn their dead. They have great love for one another. They're a remarkable species. And they roam free. The one side is Asian, the other side is African. And the famous two elephants hadn't seen each other for 30 years. You realize how long they lived, these animals. They were in a circus together and hadn't seen each other. And the minute they arrived at the sanctuary, they greeted each other, and they're inseparable.
Wow, that's amazing.
They have remarkable characteristics.
Wow.
And they're magnificent animals, and they're happy there. And the zoo in Los Angeles is a disgrace. The Elephant Sanctuary and other groups sued and won the suit that the elephants should be taken out of the L.A. Zoo and brought to the sanctuary, and the zoo refused to comply.
Oh, my.
Excuse me, they built a $46 million exhibit, which is unsuitable
mm-hmm.
for elephants, and they refused.
Wow.
I hope that's not the end of that case.
Mm-hmm.
Not right.
Right. Well, thank you so much for educating me on that.
I'm so passionate on that. Excuse me, I am.
No, I'm glad I asked. I didn't know all of that, so thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So, yes, if you ever, you know, if you want to help elephants live well, it's called the Elephant Sanctuary in Oldwell, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps you can tell your friends, and maybe they'd like to give us some support.
I will. I will pass that along.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.